Täna on meil külas Daniel Meder. Ta oli ka eelmisel hingamispäeval siin. Ja kui oli noorte üritus ja ta oli siin kõnelejaks, nii et ka kogudus võis osa saada. Aga täna on ta eriliselt, et ka meie kogudusega suhelda. Jah, ta ütleb jutluse, teenib meid sõnaga. Aga peale lõunasööki on meil plaanis, et me saame veel kokku jääda, küsimusi esitada, kuulata, mida tal on öelda, kuidas võiks ka missionitööd koguduses teha ja võib-olla tal on toredaid lugusid või soovitusi meile, sest just missionärina on Daniel siin Eestis praegu tööl ja küllap ta ise räägib ja tutvustab pikemalt, kus ta veel on missionärina töötanud. Nii et ole hea, Daniel ja Erki aitab meil kõikega. Jumala õnnistust.
Thank you so much for coming today. I'm very happy to be back here in Haapsalu. Did I say correctly?
Aitäh! Ma olen väga õnnelik, et ma võin jälle siin olla ja tagasi Haapsalus uuesti.
We're here last weekend doing a special program for youth.
Et eelmisel hingamispäeval olin siin ja olin osa erilisest programmist noortele.
And I had already said that I think this is the most beautiful church in Estonia.
Ja ma arvan, et see on kõige ilusam adventkirik Eestis.
So you're doing very well. Congratulations.
Väga hea. Palju õnne.
So today I want to talk a little bit about how God heals our emotional wounds and traumas.
Täna ma tahan rääkida sellest, kuidas Jumal parandab meie emotsionaalseid haavasid ja traumasid.
How God deals with decisions that we made and they are wrong decisions. How can God fix them?
Kuidas Jumal kasutab meie valesid otsused, mis me oleme teinud ja kuidas Jumal parandab neid.
So to talk about that, I want to use the story of Peter because the best way to tell something is through stories.
Et seda alustada, siis ma tahan rääkida loo Peetrusest, sest kõige parem on aru saada asjadest lugude kaudu.
Matthew 26 from verse 69.
Matthews
26 verse 69.
69.
So just to give you a little bit of a context.
Kontekstist rääkides.
In this moment, Jesus is being judged.
Et Jeesust ülemõistetakse kohut.
He is already arrested and he is like
early morning. Ja on vara hommik.
It's probably 2 or 3 a.m.
Et on 2-3 siis vara hommikul öösel.
And Peter is following to see what's going to happen with Jesus.
Ja Peetrus järgib teda, et vaadata, mis juhtub Jeesusega.
So now Jesus is inside Caiaphas' house.
Ja Peetrus siis Caiaphase majas või hoones.
The Bible says it's between 2 and 5 a.m.
Ja Piibel ütleb, et see on siis kella 2 ja 5 vahel.
And we read in verse 69.
Ja me loeme siis Matteuse 26:69.
Now Peter was sitting out in the country yard.
Peetrus istus aga väljas õuel.
And the servant came to him and said, "You also, you are with Jesus of Galilee."
Ja ta juurde astus üks teine tüdruk ja ütles, et ka sina olid Galileas Jeesusega.
But he denied it before them all. I don't know what you're talking about.
Aga tema salgas kõigi ees. Ma ei mõista, mida sa räägid.
So it's like this. Peter is just sitting here on his chair.
Ja Peetrus istub ühel seal oma toolil.
Jesus is there being judged and very soon he's going to be crucified.
Ja tema ülemõistetakse kohut.
Somebody that works in the house for Caiaphas.
Ja keegi teenija, kes seal töötab Caiaphase maja hoones.
Look at him.
Ja näitab, et vaata tema peale.
You were with him.
Ja sina olid temaga.
And Peter says what?
Ja Peetrus ütleb mida.
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Ma ei tea temast mitte midagi.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Few minutes later,
mõni minut hiljem,
verse 71,
Psalm 71.
Then he went out to the gateway. Peter left that place because it was dangerous to be there.
Ja siis Peetrus läks ära, sest seal ohtlik ta läks eemale ja siis Psalm 71 ütleb, et kui ta läks aga värava poole.
But another servant saw him and said.
Nägi teda teine tüdruk ja ütles neile.
This fellow, him.
Ja, see seal.
He's with Peter, he's with Jesus.
Tema on ka koos Jeesusega.
In verse 17:2 says that he denied again with an oath.
Ja Psalm 72 ütleb, et ta salgas jälle.
I swear, I don't know the man.
Ma vannun, ma ei tea seda meest.
Remember that just a few hours earlier, Jesus told Peter.
Varem Jeesus ütles Peetrusele,
that this would happen.
Et see saab juhtuma.
And Peter said, no, never.
Ja Peetrus ütles, et mitte kunagi.
Now, for the third time,
kolmas kord,
73, after a little while,
mõne aja pärast,
those standing there went up to Peter and said,
aga üsna varsti ütlesid, aga seal viibivad Peetruse ligi astuses.
Surely,
tõesti,
you are with Jesus.
Ka sina oled üks nende seast.
I don't know how the Estonian Bible says,
ma tea,
but
Eesti Biibel
English
ütab,
says, because
ütab,
your accent
sellepärast, et
gives you
sinu
up.
Aksent reidab su ära.
How is in the Estonian version?
Sest su kõne viiski annab su ära. It's your see, way how you talk.
Your way, this is better translator, the way you talk.
Ja, et see on parem tõlge, et see kuidas sa räägid.
Let's understand this a little bit. What is the way he talks?
How he talks?
Because
et kuidas ta räägib, et vaatame siis seda.
Peter spoke the same language as everybody else.
Peetrus rääkis samat keelt, mida teisedki, et
they spoke Aramaic.
Nad rääkis araamia keelt.
And also a little bit of Greek.
Ja natuke kreeka keelt.
So what was God giving him up?
Mis oli siis see küsimus siin?
Let me ask you something.
Ma küsin teilt midagi.
When you spend too long with another person,
kui sa oled liiga kaua kellegi inimesega koos,
did you realize that you pick up
sa saad aru, et sa hakkad ka korjama üles neid
things, characteristics of the
person. Neid omadusi.
For example,
näiteks,
I know that David is Ivo's brother.
Taavi on Ivo vend.
And one day I was talking to David and I heard David laughing.
Ja üks päev ma rääksin Taaviga, kuulsin teda naermas.
And he laughs exactly like his brother.
Ja ta naerab täpselt nagu tema vend.
So the characteristic, the
see
style is
iseloom
the same.
Omadus, see stiil on sama.
I don't know in Estonia, but when your country is too big, sometimes
Eestis,
the accent is a little bit different.
Et riik ei ole väga suur, et keeled võib-olla ei ole nii erineva aksendiga. Aga.
When I was a child in Brazil, sometimes I would spend holidays in another city.
Kui ma olin Brasiilias ja kui ma veedan puhkus seal.
And when I used to come back, my aunt would say, oh, you're speaking differently. You're speaking like the people from the other city.
Aga kui ma lähen tagasi, et siis mu tädi ütleb, et ma räägin teistmoodi.
But in this case was because Jesus had a specific way of speaking, not
aga
accent.
Siin, Jeesusel oli kindel viis, kuidas ta rääkis, mitte aksent.
But it was a loving way.
See oli armastav.
Jesus
viis.
Wouldn't swear.
Jeesus ei vandunud.
Jesus wouldn't criticize.
Jeesus ei kritiseerinud.
Jesus wouldn't say bad things.
Jeesus ei ütlenud halbu asju.
And people around him started to speak
ja inimesed,
like him.
Tema ümber hakkasid rääkima nagu tema.
So Peter was a fisherman.
Peetrus oli kalamees.
And usually fishermen, I don't know at
ja
the time, but usually
tavaliselt, ma ei tea,
fishermen are a little bit rude, you know. You need
päris,
to deal with difficult weather, difficult people.
Halb ilm, keerulised inimesed.
They learn how to be tough and rude.
Nad mõtlevad, kuidas olla karmid.
But now he's walking with Jesus already for 3 years, so he learns
aga
to
Peetrus
be kind
Jeesusega kolm aastat,
and loving
on õppinud, kuidas olla
and nice.
Lahke ja armastav ja kena.
So when they come and say Peter,
tulevad, ütlevad,
you speak
Peetrus,
like him.
Sa räägi nagu tema.
The verse says verse 74.
Psalm 74 ütleb.
Then Peter began to count down curses. Peter began to curse.
Sajatama,
saying swear words. And he swore to them, I don't know the man.
Ja ta vandus nendele, et ma ei tea seda meest.
Peter needs to change. He needs to change the way he speaks to convince people that he was not Jesus'
friend.
Peter
muudab oma kõneviist, et veenda inimesi, et ta ei ole Jeesusega.
He was not only denying Jesus.
Ta mitte ainult ei eitanud Jeesust.
He was denying the new person that he became with Jesus.
Ta isegi eitas seda uut inimest, kelleks ta ise saanud olles koos Jeesusega.
He needs to reverse the way he was back to the bad Peter.
Et ta muutis oma elu nagu tagasi selleks, kui ta oli enne.
To convince that he had nothing to do with Jesus.
Et veenda rahvast, et tema ei ole Jeesusega koos.
This is the man who told Jesus, I will do everything for you.
Ja see on see mees, kes ütles Jeesu, et ma teen kõik sinu jaoks.
Now he denies Jesus 3 times.
Ta reedab Jeesust 3 korda.
Few hours earlier, I don't know if you remember, he cut the ear of the servant.
Kui te mäletate mõni tund tagasi, ta lõikab selle teenri kõrva maha mõõgaga.
A few hours earlier, when Jesus asked the disciples to pray for him, Peter slept.
Mõni tund varem, kui Jeesus palub, et jüngrid palvetaksid koos temaga, siis Peetrus magab.
He's only causing trouble.
Ainult põhjustab probleeme.
All the time, trouble after trouble.
Probleem järel.
Making Jesus' life even more difficult than it
already
was. Jeesus
elu palju keerulmises, kui see tegelikult oli.
And now he denies Jesus 3 times. I don't know him, I don't know him, I don't know him.
Salgab Jeesust 3 korda, et ma ei tea, kes ta on.
And then the cock crows.
Ja siis kukk kireb.
And he remembers.
Ja ta mäletab.
And exactly at that time, he looks at Jesus.
Ja just sel hetkel ta vaatab Jeesuse poole.
Jesus looks at him.
Ja Jeesus vaatab tema poole.
And Peter knows that Jesus knows.
Et Jeesus teab.
The Bible says that he runs away crying bitterly.
Ja Piibel ütleb, et ta jookseb minema kibedasti nuttes.
You know the story soon after teate, that Jesus is dead.
Vasti peale seda Jeesus on surnud.
Now I want you to think tahan, together with me. Let's imagine that
Kujutame
Jesus wouldn't have resurrected.
Et Jeesus ei oleks üles tõusnud.
Let's imagine that that's the last time that Peter has seen Jesus.
Olgu see näiteks, et see oli viimane kord Peetrus nägi Jeesust.
Question to you.
Küsimus sulle.
What do you think the rest of his life would be like?
Milline tema elu oleks olnud?
The last time he saw Jesus was when he denied Jesus. Last time when he saw Jesus when he betrayed Jesus.
Et viimane kord oli nägi Jeesus siis, kui ta reetis Jeesuse.
Probably he wouldn't be able to sleep very well ever again.
Et võib-olla ta poleks mitte kunagi saanud enam hästi magada.
Every time that he remembered Jesus, he would remember that he was a traitor.
Jeesus siis ta tuleks meelde ka see, et ta oleks reetur.
Every time that he sits around the fire,
iga kord, kui istub tule ümber.
Remember the same night.
Tuleb talle see sama öö meelde.
When he betrayed Jesus.
Kui ta reetis Jeesuse.
Every time he smells the smell of fire.
Ja kui ta tunneb seda tule suitsu lõhna.
Because the Bible said that when he denied Jesus, he was around fire.
Sellepärast, et Piibel ütleb, et ta oli tule ümber, kui ta reetis Jeesuse.
Every time in a cold night that he tries to warm himself up.
Kui ta tahab ennast üles soendada.
He would remember the trauma.
See draama.
Of being a traitor.
Et ta oli reetur.
What do you do when you make a wrong decision and this decision is hunting you?
Mida sa teed, kui sa teed vale otsuse, see otsus ajab sind taga?
What do you do when every day you remember the time?
Sa teed, kui iga päev sa tuleb meelde.
That you did something wrong.
Sa tegid midagi valesti.
And that's consuming you, eating you.
Ja see nagu sööb sind endas imeb.
The better question is like what would Jesus do?
Et parem küsimus oleks mida Jeesus teeks.
You know, if you keep reading the Bible,
sa loed Piiblit edasi,
you see that
sa näed,
Jesus resurrected.
Nagu tunnustab.
And Jesus preparing a special moment to meet Peter.
Ja ta korraldab erilise hetke, et kohtuda Peetrusega.
I don't know if you have already read the book of Matthew.
Ma ei tea, kas sa oled juba Mattiuse raamatut lugenud.
But sometimes we just read the story and we don't realize the meaning
Minikord
of the story.
Minikord sa loed loo ja sa ei saa selle loost tühendusest aru.
There's a story in the book of Matthew that is exactly the meeting that Jesus is preparing for Peter.
See lugu just sellest, kuidas Jeesus valmistab Peetruseks kohtumist.
Because he wants to heal Peter from this trauma.
Ta tahab Peetrust parandada sellest traumast.
Peter is traumatized.
Peetrus on siis ja sellises ingeliselt raskes olukorras.
You know when Judah betrayed Jesus.
Kui Juudas reetis Jeesuse.
He killed himself.
Ta tappis ennast.
And this gave no chance for God to help him.
Ja seal ei olnud Jumalal justkui hetkegi, et aidata.
Now Peter is traumatized, but he doesn't kill himself.
Aga Peetrus olles sellises olukorras, tema ei tapa ennast.
He just gives up on his life.
Ta nagu annab oma elu.
John chapter 21 says that Peter went back to be a fisherman.
Selleks, et minna tagasi, et siis nagu oma endis elu juurde hakata kalameheks.
He doesn't want to be a missionary anymore.
Ta ei taha olla enam missionär.
He doesn't want to be a man that goes to tell the word of God to other men.
Ta ei taha enam minna teiste inimeste juurde Jumala sõna rääkima.
He's just a loser.
Ta tunneb ennast nagu läbikukkujana.
He's just a failure.
Ja, ta on justkui üks õnnetus.
A traitor.
Reetur.
John 21 verse 7.
Johannese 21:7.
So the context is like now Peter together with other disciples they go back to be fishermen and they're fishing.
Ja siis nüüd need kalamehed nagu lähevad Peetrus ja teised lähevad tagasi kalastama.
They don't know that Jesus resurrected.
Nad ei tea, et Jeesus on üles tõusnud.
They are just fishing in the early morning.
Like, nad püüavad kala vara hommikul.
Any of you are fishermen here?
Kas siin on mõni kalamees?
Oh, you are? Okay. So ja. Tell me, what time you
mulle,
need to go out to get the best
fish?
Mis kell
sa pead minema välja, et kala püüda? Et...
Selleks peab olema, ütleme, hea varustus ja hea algteadmine südames, et kas sa oled õiges kohas või mitte.
Yeah, you must know if you are in the right place and yeah, it's just, yeah.
Right place. Yeah, and what's the right time?
Mina hakkasin see aasta käima kalal ja avastasin, alustasin tavaõngega ja lõpus ma läksin profiõngega, paadiga.
Mis kell? Yeah, 9:10 in the morning. So.
9:10 in the morning. When you go to like get far away fish, some of them would go like when it's too dark.
Ja, et mõned neist lähevad kaugele ja lähevad juba alles siis, kui veel on õues pime.
With a boat.
Paatidega.
So, they are fishing probably, I would guess, around 3-4 a.m.
Ja, et nad nagu alustavad siis juba püügiga 3-4 ajal hommikul.
But 9:10 also works.
Aga 9 töötab. Ja, I have also two. Yeah, there is like difference between like fisherman and somebody just was fishing.
Yeah. So when you see that they're fishing, Jesus comes along to the on the beach.
Ja siis sa näed, et Jeesus tuleb rannale sel hetkel, kui nemad kala püüavad seal.
They don't recognize that this is Jesus. They
ei tunne ära, et see on Jeesus seal.
Maybe he is, maybe they don't really know.
Nad nagu tõeliselt ei saa aru sellest.
But Jesus tells them, throw the net on the other side of the boat.
Visake võrgud teisele poole, paadi poolt.
And they kind of do, and there's a miracle, you know, the story.
Ja nad siis teevad ja seal juhtub ime.
And now they realize that he's actually Jesus.
Ja nüüd nad saavad aru, et see on tegelikult Jeesus.
Verse 7 says, then the disciple who Jesus loved said to Peter, it is the Lord. Verse 7.
Siis Johannes 21:7 ütleb, nüüd siis ütles jünger, keda Jeesus armastas Peetrusele, see on issand.
And read the whole verse.
And Simon Peetrus kuulnud, et see on issand, võttis kuue ümbert, sest ta oli halasti ja hüppas järve.
So when Peter hears that Jesus came back to life, he's so excited that he jumps
kuuleb,
in the water.
Et Jeesus on elus, siis ta hüppab kohe vette.
Do you see the difference here? Jesus is coming back and Peter wants to meet Jesus.
Jeesus on üles äratatud ja üles ärganud ja Peetrus tahab temaga kohtuda.
He was a traitor, he was a failure, he was a loser.
Ta oli reetur, läbikukku ja nüüd ta tahab.
But he wants to meet Jesus.
Nüüd ta tahab kohtuda Jeesusega.
Judas killed himself.
Judas tappis ise ennast.
Finishing all the opportunities.
Lõpetas kõdes kõik võimalused.
Telling God that there is no other option.
Ja ütled, et Jumalale justkui, et ei ole mingi teist võimalust.
Peter also is a traitor.
On ka reetur.
But now,
aga
rather
nüüd,
than running away from God, he runs
towards
Jesus.
Jooksab Jeesuse poole.
And now he's at the beach together with Jesus.
Ja nüüd on rannal seal koos Jeesusega.
The Bible said that
Piibel ütles,
Jesus
et Jeesus,
was at the beach making a fire.
Et Jeesus tegi.
And he asked for some of the fish, and Jesus prepares breakfast for them. We read this story, sometimes we think that Jesus was just making breakfast.
Mõnikord me loeme ja mõtleme, et Jeesus tegi lihtsalt hommikusööki.
This story actually shows that Jesus on purpose was preparing a meeting with Peter.
Et see lugu tegelikult näitab, et Jeesus spetsiaalselt valmistas kohtumist Peetrusega.
See, Jesus chose exactly the right time.
Täpselt õiget aega.
When Peter denied Jesus, it was early morning, between 2 and 5 o'clock in the morning.
Peetrus salgas Jeesuse varahommikul kella 3 ja 5 vahel.
Jesus chooses more or less the same time.
Jeesus valib enam-vähem selle sama aja, et kohtuda Peetrusega.
When Peter denied Jesus was a cold night because they were around the fire.
Salgas Jeesus oli külm öö ja Peetrus soojendas lõkke ümber.
Now they are by the sea at the same time, so probably same temperature more or less.
Nüüd kohtuvad, siis on enam-vähem sama temperatuur väljas.
When Peter denies Jesus, he is next to the fire.
Kui Peetrus salgab Jeesuse, siis ta on tule lähedal.
Now,
nüüd,
breakfast is just an excuse so Jesus can have fire.
Hommikusöök on just kui nagu see vabandus, et võiks lõket teha.
See what Jesus is doing, he's creating the same scenery.
Täpselt samasuguse sellise ümbrus, sellise hetke nagu.
Jesus is creating the same atmosphere.
Teeb sama atmosfääri.
You know why?
Te saate aru, miks?
Because Jesus wants to heal his trauma.
Sellepärast, et ta tahab tema traumat parandada.
But God will never erase a bad memory.
Aga Jumal ei nagu,
erase.
Nagu kustuta sellist halba kogemust.
God doesn't want to destroy your memories.
Jumal ei taha sinu nagu mälu hävitada.
Because that would be unkind.
See oleks ebaviisakas.
But God wants to replace a bad memory with a better one.
Aga Jumal tahab asendada halva mälestuse hea mälestusega.
So God is creating the same atmosphere to replace a bad memory with a better one.
Siis Jumal loob samasuguse atmosfääri, et asendada halb mälestus heaga.
And you know this story.
Ja te teate see lugu.
Peter is in front of Jesus.
Peetrus on Jeesus ees.
Waiting to see what's going to happen.
Oodates, mis näha, et mis juhtub.
And I ask you now, what does Jesus do?
Mida Jeesus teeb?
Tell me.
Ütelge mulle.
Did he condemn him?
Kas ta mõistis hukka teda?
Did he tell him you're a loser?
Mõtles ta talle, et sa oled kaotaja.
Did he remind him that he betrayed him?
Kas ta tuletas talle meelde, et ta reetis tema?
Tell me, what did Jesus do?
Ütelge mulle, mida Jeesus tegi? Forgive.
How?
And make.
He asked him a question. It's a different story. Yes, he asked him a question. Peter, do you love me?
Ta küsis temalt küsimuse, kas Peetrus, kas armastad mind?
And Peter says, yes.
Ja Peetrus ütles, jah.
And then he asks again, Peter, do you love me?
Ja siis ta küsis jälle, et Peetrus, kas armastad mind?
And he says, yes.
Ta ütles, jah.
And then he asks the third time, Peter, do you love me?
Peetrus, kas armastad mind?
Peter says, yes.
Ja Peetrus ütleb,
why three times?
Miks kolm korda?
Because Peter denied Jesus three times.
Sellepärast, et Peetrus salgas Jeesust kolm korda.
In front of a fire. In
Tule
front
juures.
Of a fire. In a cold night.
Külmalööl.
And now Jesus is replacing the memory. You are not a traitor.
Ja Jeesus nüüd ei ütle, et sa oled reetur.
You made a bad call, a bad decision, but I'm giving you the opportunity to make a different decision now.
Et tehes küll halva otsuse, ma annan sulle nüüd võimaluse teha parem otsus.
Do you love me?
Kas armastad mind?
And each time that Peter says yes,
ja olnud, kui Peetrus ütleb, jah,
Jesus says,
Jeesus
so
ütleb,
take care of my lamb.
Võta, olitse minu lammast eest.
Peter, do you love me? Yes.
Peetrus, kas armastad mind?
Take care of my flock.
Võta, olitse minu karja eest.
Peter, do you love me? Yes.
Peetrus, kas armastad mind?
Take care of my lamb.
Võta, olitse minu lammast eest.
Basically what Jesus is saying is like, Peter, you're not a loser. Peter, you're
Peetrus,
a missionary.
Peetrus, sa ei ole läbi kukkuja, sa oled missionär.
Peter, you're not a traitor. Peter, you work for God.
Sa töötad Jumala jaoks.
Peter, you cannot give up. You have a mission.
Sa ei saa loobuda, sul on missioon.
And now every time that
kord,
Peter remember
Peetruse tuleb meelde,
these moments, he won't remember betraying Jesus.
Et tuli tule meelde just see, et ta reetris Jeesuse vaid.
He will remember, I said yes.
Et ma ütlesin jah.
And Jesus told me, you are the leader of my church.
Sina
take care of my lamb.
Kiriku juht ja võta hoolitse minu lammast eest.
I don't know what happened in your past.
Ma ei tea, mis juhtus sinult minevikus.
But I know one thing. Jesus wants to heal every trauma that you have.
Kõik need traumad, mis sul on olnud.
Jesus wants to fix every bad memory you have.
Kõik, mis sul mälestuses on.
And replace with better ones.
Asendada see paremaga.
But you know, replacing a bad moment in your life is not enough.
Aga et lihtsalt asendada, see ei ole piisav.
If you don't have a new goal, a new aim, a
Kui
new purpose.
Kui sul ei ole uus meesmärk. Ja suht, mille suunas liikuda.
That's why Jesus asked the question, but also says, take care of my lamb.
Jeesus küsis küsimuse, aga ütles, et võtta hoolitse minu lammast eest.
Giving Peter a purpose.
Jeesus annab Peetrusele eesmärgi.
You're not just aiming around walking
Sa
without a purpose.
Sa ei jookse ringi ilma eesmärgita mõtetult.
You are the leader of my church.
Minu koguduse juht.
You're the one who will take this Christian church to many places in the world.
See, kes sa võtad selle sõnumi viid maailma.
I'm giving you a job.
Ma annan sulle töö.
You're not a fisherman anymore.
Sa ei ole enam kalamees.
I don't want you to give up.
Ma ei taha, et sa loobud.
I don't want you to think that you're a loser just because you made mistakes.
Sellepärast, et sa tegid vea.
Like you said, I'm forgiving you.
Nagu ma ütlen sulle, et ma annan sulle
andeks. I'm replacing your trauma with good memories.
Ma panen sinu draama asemele
And I'm giving you a purpose.
Ma annan sulle eesmärgi.
How was your past?
Kuidas oli sinu minevik?
God doesn't care about your bad decisions.
Jumal ei hoolitse sinu või ei hooli sinu halbadest otsustest.
God cares if you're willing to jump from the boat and come towards him again.
Jumal hoolib sellest, et sa hüppad paadist välja ja jooksed tema poole.
And he's saying no matter what you did in the past.
Pole vahet, mida sa tegid minevikus.
Today you're not a
täna.
Loser.
Enam sa ei ole kaotaja.
Today you're not a traitor.
Ei ole sa enam reetur.
Today you are a missionary.
Oled sa missionär.
You have a purpose.
Sul on eesmärk.
And the purpose is you need to tell other people about my love.
Ja see eesmärk on, et öelda teistele minu armastusest.
You know,
kas te teate?
If Jesus had never had this meeting with Peter,
kui Peetrus oleks kunagi olnud seda kohtumist Jeesusega,
probably Peter would come back to be a fisherman and be forget.
Arvatavasti ta oleks, Peetrus oleks
forever.
Olnud kalamees ainult edasi.
But Jesus came back. Forgave him.
Aga Jumal andis talle andeks.
And gave him a purpose.
Ja andis talle eesmärgi.
And when you read the book of Acts, Peter is the main leader of the Christian church.
Peetrus on kristliku koguduse põhijuht.
A church that started with like a few dozen people's
kogudus, mis algas mõne 12 osina siis inimesega,
one of the biggest religions
tuli
in the world.
Maailma üheks suurimaks religiooniks.
Because Peter
Sellepärast
heard
Peetrus
from
kuulis,
Jesus, I am someone.
Jeesuselt.
I am important.
Et ma olen
I
tähtis.
Am forgiven.
Ma olen andeks saanud.
And I have a purpose.
Ja mul on eesmärk.
Jesus wants to say the same thing to you today.
Jeesus ütleb täna sulle ka.
Exactly the same thing.
Täpselt seda sama.
No matter what you did in the past.
Pole vahet, mis sa tegid minevikus.
You are forgiven.
Sa oled andeks saanud.
You are important.
Sa oled tähtis.
You have a purpose.
Sul on eesmärk.
And I love you.
Ja ma armastan sind.
Just allow Jesus to tell you this.
Lase ainult Jeesusel öelda seda.
Close your eyes.
Sulgeme silmad.
Dear Jesus, thank you so much because what you told Peter, you tell us.
Tänan Jeesus, et sa, seda, mida sa ütlesid Peetrusele, sa ütled meile.
So many people nowadays, they think that they, you know, they
Nii
did wrong decisions, they made wrong decisions.
Mõtlevad, et nad tegid valesid otsuseid.
But you're telling us today that no matter
meile,
the past,
mis vahet, mis juhtus minevikus,
you forgive us.
Sa annestad meile.
You love us.
Sa armastad meid.
And you have a job for us, a
ja sul
purpose.
On töö meie jaoks eesmärk.
We don't want to run away from you like Judas
Me
ei taha did.
Joosta sinu juurest ära,
We want to
nagu
jump
tegi.
From the boat and run
Me tahame
towards you
välja
like
ja
Peter did.
Tormata sinu poole, nagu
we
Peter
want
tegi.
To say, yes, we
Me
love you.
Öelda, jah, me armastame sind.
And we want to hear from you the purpose that you have for us.
Ja me tahame kuulda sinult seda eesmärki, mis sinul on meie jaoks.
And at this moment right now,
ja sel hetkel nüüd,
I ask you,
ma palun sind,
tell each one of us,
ütle meile igale ühele,
please, how much you love us.
Kui palju sa meid armastad?
We are listening.
Me kuulame.
We are feeling.
Me tunneme.
We believe you.
Me usume.
Give us the purpose that we want us to fulfill in our lives.
Anna meile see eesmärk, mis me tahame täita oma elus.
Our lives, they are not just to be lived without an aim, without...
Meie elu ei oleks lihtsalt mingi eesmärk sihita.
There's a purpose.
Selle on eesmärk.
How many people around us
kui palju inimesi on meie ümber,
don't understand Jesus?
Et nad võiksid siin tundma õppida.
Please bless us so we can tell them about you.
Palun õnnista meid, et me suudaksime nendele öelda.
And like Peter, we can
Peetrus.
Help other people
võiksime
to
aidata
learn
teisi inimesi,
about your love.
Et nad võiksid õppida tundma sinu armastust.
Thank you so much for your love.
Täname sind sinu armastuse eest.
Thank you so much for your care.
Ja täname sind, et sa hoolitsed.
And please tell us again
ja
over and
uuesti.
Over the same message.
See sama sõnu.
And help us to listen.
Ja aita meil kuulata.
In Jesus name.
Jeesuse nimel.
Amen.
Aamen.
Aitäh Danielile selle sõnumi eest ja selle Peetruse kogemuse eest, mis võib saada meie igaühe kogemuseks. Aga nüüd me laulame koos Jumalale ülistust ja tõuseme.